This is Michael Edward Miller for WTC. At Chattanooga's Walnut Street Bridge, a new memorial could ensure an old injustice is never forgotten. The bright blue bridge is usually a place for recreation. Men and women jogging, couples holding hands, a scenic view beyond the handrails. Tourism officials tout it as the world's longest pedestrian bridge. It may be the most iconic local landmark since the Chattanooga Choo Choo. It can also be a somber place. A crowd gathered there recently for a ceremony where a bright green wreath was placed on the wooden walkway.
So at this time, we'd like to ask you to join us in a moment of silence to honor the life of Ed Johnson.
Ed Johnson's death is an old injustice. More than a century ago, a lynch mob hanged him on the bridge. It might seem like ancient history, but not for the members of the Ed Johnson Memorial Committee.
I mean, there are many people who still aren't aware of the story, but also there are other people who, for many reasons, couldn't bear to walk on this bridge because of its history and the fact that there hasn't been anything done to honor the life of Ed Johnson. And so hopefully we're here to change that today.
That's LeFrederick Thurkill, one of the committee chairmen. He knows Johnson's story well because he wrote a play about it. In 1906, Ed Johnson was accused of rape. He was a black man, the victim, a white woman. A jury convicted him. It seemed like an obvious miscarriage of justice.
After 17 witnesses, there was overwhelming evidence that he was innocent.
Johnson was sentenced to death. He appealed. The case reached the nation's highest court. The United States Supreme Court looked at the case and issued a stay of execution, possibly their first and only such involvement in a criminal trial. But the ruling angered a Chattanooga lynch mob, including sheriff's deputies, who disobeyed the stay of execution. The mob went to the jail and forced Johnson outside,
dragging him from his cell and marching him with a noose around his neck up Georgia Avenue to this very site to be hanged.
This is Frederick Thurkill again, speaking at the memorial ceremony on the bridge.
When asked his final words, he calmly looked them in the eyes and said, "God bless you all. I am an innocent man."
To me, it just saddens me.
Linda DeVoisin is a Chattanooga filmmaker. She's completing a documentary about Ed Johnson.
There's something about this story that I think maybe it is because his last words were of love. You know, when you would think, you know, so clearly he was innocent and he was killed, you would think he would be so angry. But it really was his last words were love, and that maybe touches you. I don't know.
The ceremony marked the 111th anniversary of Johnson being lynched. More speakers addressed the crowd, and one man performed an interpretive dance, moving slowly along the bridge, accompanied by a lone drummer. Next, the Ed Johnson Memorial Committee hopes to build a permanent monument near the Walnut Street Bridge. They're raising funds for that, as well as for a scholarship and money to help DeVoisin complete her documentary. She plans to screen a 20-minute rough cut soon. For WTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.